Well, brethren, a few weeks ago, we had the privilege of being invited by Brother John and Sister Julia's home for dinner and fellowship. It was a lovely evening, just filled with many, many blessings for Florence and myself. Part of the blessing was when John showed me many aspects relative to our witness efforts on the Internet that I was completely unaware of. Seeing the details and the responses that are coming in this new media that the Lord has opened up for us was just, I found it overwhelming. And it seemed almost inconceivable to realize the vast amount of truth and the variety that is going out to the entire world. Brethren, the responses are increasing almost exponentially, gaining now thousands of new requests for literature each month, and they're coming from all over the world. Well, my immediate reaction when John was showing this to me was, John, we have got to share this with the brethren. Well, I knew I had a selective coming up in a few weeks, and I asked John if he'd be willing to give the presentation to the class so that we all could enjoy and see what is taking place. Well, John agreed. And so now, brethren, as we watch this thrilling work taking place, try to imagine that everything that you'll be seeing is available to be seen throughout the entire world, every city, every little village throughout the world, Africa, India, China, wherever. The truth is going forth. What a privilege we have to have a share in it. And so now, brethren, we're looking forward to Brother John's presentation, and I'm sure it will be a rich blessing for all of us. We have the lights dimmed in the front now.
Brethren, I think as we sing the words of this song, as we were singing and as we were looking at the picture, it brings memories to our minds of the time that we spent together, but mostly of the time where we jointly worked in spreading the truth. It's something that probably each one of us will receive a joy. We receive a pleasure knowing that this is our mission. And one scripture that I enjoy, and it is in 2 Corinthians 5:15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. I think it's a scripture that inspires each one of us, that we are not to live our lives for ourselves, but for the Lord, for the truth. We know that the Lord came, and in his discussion with Pilate, he said, "For this cause came I into the world." And it's a joy to be part of the Chicago Ecclesia, and it's a blessing that we should thank the Lord for. So we would like to share some activities that many brethren are involved, and I am privileged to do this, but behind this there are dozens and many brethren working hard on sermons, on video presentations, many elders, and we just probably do a little bit more of the technical aspect to make them available to the public in one way or another. But we thank the Lord for everything what he gives us and for the hard labor of all the brethren. And part of this will be included in the report that soon will be distributed, but probably it fits better to be here, fits good to be here too. So we'll plan to briefly go over the Chicago Bible Students website and show some new articles or different things that we have and we do, and many brethren and people rejoice. We'll also go over the Bible resources application that many of you probably use it or know about this. We also will go briefly over the a new activity that There are many brethren involved, Bible questions and answers, and there are over 1,000 answers from different people, and brethren work hard on those. And also briefly show some video presentations that a lot of our elders made their sermons available in a video format, and how many people watch them, look at them. And as a result from all these activities, all of you know, we get responses for the booklet, How to Study the Bible offer. It's a free offer that the Chicago Ecclesia supports, and we'll share some activity related to that. And also, as different people request the offer or the booklet or see different parts of the truth that we have, these people subscribe to so-called an email list where we brethren sent an email newsletter including other articles, and at the moment we have about 70,000 people subscribed to this, and we will go over and we'll show probably some results and how many how often it goes and other details. So we can start with the Chicago website, and as you all know, this recently was redesigned. We thank the brethren that put effort into this work, and at the moment there are about 133 articles. 31 are video presentations. We know Chicago worked on a series of videos, and they are available. We also publish some questions and answers, questions that come from people, and brethren work hard on answers. So some questions are published here, and they are available too. We have many articles on a variety of subjects. You can go and see. But probably one of the most important feature of the website that is being used, it's a variety, but one of them is having the bookstore available. And we have, the brethren have about 176 items for sale. And if we look, probably this is the largest inventory that Bible students ecclesias have, so it's we know how much work is behind this and how hard brethren work on this inventory. But having such a variety, it gives us a great honor to work on this and make this available. I think over past year, we had over 434 orders for literature from the website, and we had about 3,600 items purchased. So every order definitely included more items being purchased, and the total order value was close to $7,000, which increased or doubled from the previous year, probably because of more activity, the new design, and other activities. So just to show some analytics, they are about this increased recently. It's over 5,000 people per month that visit the website. That ends up to be probably 150 per day. The majority of them are from United States, but as we can see, it reaches many other countries in the world. And we can see there are new visitors and returning, showing that people or brethren or anybody, they come back for to look for more content or other resources, parts of the truth that we have. Next, we will briefly look at the one aspect of the witness work of the Bible Resources mobile app, and this actually was made available for multiple platforms, and just briefly we'll show we have daily heavenly manna in multiple languages, songs in the night, morning devotions, we have the hymns of dawn. We have these videos that they are about 300 video presentations. It's almost a collection of all the Bible videos, including PowerPoints and other video presentations that brethren made. We have the sermons. It's a great library. Brother David Stein worked on it, and we put it into a format that can be more accessible. And there are, to the day, over 20,000 sermons, and there are in other languages too, and it's easy to search on subject, speaker. Having the audio Bible. This is only audio, the hymn studies, and all the reprints that brethren recorded, and Bible studies, volumes, they are available in audio format. And recently we added also the multiple versions of the Bible, expanded biblical comments, studies in the scripture, reprints, and many other books that we have available. I think the majority are Brother Russell's writings. Just to give some feedback to how much is being used, over the last 3 years, there are over 170,000 people that installed the app, or they were able to reach it and install this. There are about 400 new users that every day they install the application and use it either for the desktop, Windows, Apple, Android, or other platforms. And from all these people, there are about 3,500 people that open the app every day. There are some tools that can track, and so many people from the past that installed it, they open every day the app and use it. A lot of them are brethren, but probably definitely leaves a lot of room for the public. And it's available on multiple platforms. And just to show, we can see there are a lot of returning users, or people that come back. That means that they are people that probably were not aware that they enjoy the resources. And we get a lot of comments that later we will share with you how much people enjoy to read the daily Heavenly Man and many other hymns what we have available. And I'll try briefly to see how this will work. This is more or less the desktop version of it, and you can see we have the daily Heavenly Manna, songs in the night, morning devotions, hymns of dawn, available in different languages. We have the audio sermons. They are by categories, and we can search, and we have the audio resources. All of these are available for people to read and look. As far as videos goes, the screen is a little bit different, but that looks very similar to these are the majority of the presentation. And Brother Bob Goodman works hard on these. We kind of just take them, and people that are willing, they definitely are very easy to watch and look at them. And recently it's available for Windows too, and we were so glad that we all know Brother Aaron Martin. He was willing to support the technical work, so we are happy with that. Brother Russ didn't even know, but we are happy to know, and he works hard on that, so we are it was so interesting too. Not too long ago, I got a call from a brother in Ohio that he said, he's like, I am a developer that I do some technical work, and I was looking for the brother that worked on this for so long, and I would like to help. And there was such a blessing to see that brethren are willing to help. Next, we will come back and show some more results about this. But next, we would like to show the Bible FAQ. Most of you are probably aware. It's a collection of a lot of questions and answers that we have. And some classes do that. Ohio does that, and the brethren in Michigan, I think Brother Rick Cunningham with his ecclesia, they have this. And we decided we thought it might be a good idea to have a collection of questions with very brief answers. There is a certain part of the public that the attention span is probably not as long as read an entire chapter from volume one, but probably they would prefer a summarized version of this. So we organized all these questions in 40 categories, and you can see they are different categories, and to the day they are about 1,200 questions that were answered, and brethren worked really hard. It's a group of over 30 brethren working on this, and only the questions are being published in multiple sources, but just one source. One source is Christian Resources 2, and we can, once the answers are being posted, they go in multiple sources. So these are some questions that actually yesterday were posted, and they are short, they are to the point, and this is one source. Another source where questions are posted is on Chicago website, and here we post just a few. This is not the main purpose, it's not the Chicago website, but they also are being posted here, and many people get notification when they are answered. And we can see brethren work hard. There are a lot of scriptures and to the point, and definitely there are a lot of feedback about this. Just to briefly show, there are about 35 brethren that are working on this, and this is just kind of a list of where we try to manage how brethren work. And brethren work hard, and this is helping Sister Sue, who works more on this, to manage who is assigned what question and how to work and everything. So it's a great privilege, and this brings a lot of let's see how to go back to this. So this brings a lot of requests for the booklets, which we'll go into that later. Right now, we also would like to briefly look over the video presentations, and most of the main source, they are posted on YouTube. However, they are available on other sources where we can see just a few of them. The Truth About Hell being viewed close to 20,000 times, and others. And this is just a few, but all of them, they have a very high number of views in thousands. And we feel that just knowing that what we have available, people can find it and can watch it. And we feel hope it's encouraging for the elders that work hard on this, and for those that put work into this, knowing that their labor is not in vain. And right now we'll look at the offer, how to study the booklet offer. All these sources where we have questions and answers, FAQ or Bible resources, the booklet is being offered for free. And we thank the Chicago Ecclesia that supports this, and Bible Students Publication for the providing the booklets, and many brethren that are involved in printing. We know how much work it takes to do that. And we just like to show quickly some pictures of one Saturday we promised our children we'll take them to the press. Definitely, we just went one time, but you all know the Bible Students Publication. That's where the booklets are being published, and Brother Tom and Sister Nancy working, and many other brethren work. It just happened they were there, so we took a picture of them. this is just one time event. Many other brethren work on that, but Daniel enjoyed to work there, and it was a family project, and Joseph actually was 7 days old then. And Naomi worked hard, and definitely we thank Sister Marilyn for all her efforts, mailing. Probably, I think we'll look into some statistics a little bit more, but we know it's a lot of effort. So for the first request for the booklet was in 2013 in November. That probably brings it to about 2.5 years ago that it started. And since then, it was made available. We mentioned that since the Brethren United States supported this, we mentioned that it's available only in the United States and Canada. But as time went by, other brethren were happy to see that there are requests from their countries. So they volunteered to work. But since then, there were about 75,000 requests for the booklets. And to break them down, in 2013, it was the end of it. We had a few in 2014, 2015. And in 2016, as of yesterday, there were 8,700 requests. And about 3,800 requests per month from all countries. As far as United States, we mail about 1,600 booklets per month in United States. And we know it's a lot of work, and we thank the brethren for working on this. I think we mentioned that they come from different countries. To break it down to about 65% are from United States, the rest are from Nigeria, Ghana, India, and then going down. And as requests were coming in, many brethren were made aware that there are requests from their countries. And to look next, I think we have a chart here. Where they are about brethren in Canada mailing. Definitely this is individual efforts they support. It's financially on all of them. We just do the United States. However, they were happy that they have requests in their country. So we have brethren in Canada, in Europe. Brethren cover about 20 countries in Africa. Asia and South America, Australia. So we see that there are about 67 countries where brethren cover. And they have different procedures as far as the United States, because we do bulk mailing, the costs is much lower. As far as other countries, first they contact the people, they reach them, they send an electronic version. If they are willing to read more or study more, or if they get back, then they mail the booklet. Brethren do whatever they feel that they can support or they would like to do. And we see that I think there are about 57 brethren involved as far as we are aware. And we are glad to see that brethren are happy to receive these requests. And also briefly, I would like to show this is... this is something that we put together for to make it easier for the brethren to find their request. It's a little page where they go and they just click on their country, and they can see the request and they can see the days that it came in, and they have the option to send them a follow-up or electronic version or other things. As far as, for example, United States goes, these are... the request from United States, and just to look today, we already got 38 requests only today, and they're being added to the list, and twice per month we print the labels and send them. And this brings up to the next point that we would like to show more in the follow-up, or what's happening after they receive the booklet. And this will bring us to the email follow-up and newsletter. And Brother Jack worked hard last year, and other brethren continue this year. But all these emails, when people contact us, they are being added to different lists. And to the day, I think there are about over 73,000 people that are added to this electronic list. And every so often, we are trying to do it more often, we send an email blast. And many of you get that email, too. And we also would like to share with that, too. This is something, how looks. These are the lists that we have. We have a list more or less for JW requests. Then we have from the Chicago Bible Students website. The majority are coming from the request how to study the Bible. And here we have about 5,400. And as we can see, we have people subscribed a few minutes ago, a few hours ago. And then every so often, as I mentioned, we send these newsletters. For example, not too long ago, most of you got these Forces of Evil. Now, the reality is that not all these people open the email. There are many factors in this. It's more of a challenge to find the right time, probably, to send it. We know people are busy, but in general, they are about, looks like about 9% people that open, and that gets down to about 6,000 people or 10,000 opens. And then so many people clicked to read more or to look, and then we can see they come from people from different countries. They click, they look, and they access whatever we send. And just would like to share with you, not too long ago, we sent this email of if people are willing to subscribe to a daily devotion that Daily Heavenly Manna to receive it by email. So we sent this email, looked something like this. So people that wanted to subscribe, and this is kind of a sample how they would get it every day. So from these 70,000 people, we had about 2,000 people that subscribed to receive the Daily Heavenly Manna by email every day. And every day the manna is being sent to them. We can see how this is kind of the log of going out. And the percentage of open rate is much higher because people subscribe voluntarily. They would like to read it. And it's exciting to see that there are over 500 people that open and read the manna every day, and that's how it kind of looks like. And we actually get responses from people that they enjoy it, and it's encouraging in their lives. And we feel that it's a blessing to share this with other people. This is just a screenshot of how it looks. And that's the Daily Heavenly Manna. And there are many more things that probably we can look into or share, but we feel like these are the probably some highlights that their brethren do. And right now we would like to read. We have a few comments that we have them available here. They are probably at least 10 or 15 comments every day that people write how much they enjoy and what a blessing it was for them. And here and there we get negative responses, which is expected. Otherwise, you wouldn't sound like in the Lord's time when the truth was rejected. But the majority of people, they enjoy this. And I think the majority of these comments are from the Bible Resources app that is being widely used and brings a lot of feedback. But there are responses from many other sources. I start my day with this app. Thank you, everyone should have this app. I am unable to attend any kind of fellowship activities. This app allows me to take part in studies, sermons. I was looking for this for a long time. Thank you so much. This is one of those the most helpful and informative Bible resources. It's also very helpful for my children. We need this in time like this. I love it. One of the best Bible apps I have ever used. Very helpful in my Christian walk. This app is a blessing. It is very helpful, especially to those who want to have a deeper understanding of God's words. Amazing resource reach. The best app you can have. So much content for absolutely nothing. The app runs quickly without any problems. Thank you. A lot of these apps, they either you have to pay. So people looks like they appreciate being available for free. We know freely was given. Freely we need to give. I love the daily verse. The videos are very inspiring. There is so much biblical lessons and information. I can't get enough of this application. Thank you and God bless you all. This application has helped me find peace and relief from anxiety. I struggle every day with anger and love that turn into hate with the closest people in my life. Resources of this help, of this type help me through the day and guide me with hope. Help me understand the Bible. This is an excellent source of reference to each scripture. Excellent find for me. God bless you for all for offering to the world. I have downloaded many Bible apps, but I ended up deleting them. But this one I will keep it because it's very inspirational and many and makes Bible study easy. Thank you and God bless you. We feel that even in this case, there are many people, as we mentioned, about 400 people that install this app every day. And probably we get about 15 comments a day. And it's still nice to see that people take their time to write back how much they enjoyed it. We remember in our Lord's time from 10 lepers, one turned back. We are happy to see that in the times that we live, the time is short for all of us, but people take time to go back just because they were inspired or it was a blessing for them. And in turn, it is a blessing for all of us. And it is a joy to see all the brethren working together. And it is a joy to know that together we are able to share the good news with other people. And we would like to conclude with some scriptures that we found them encouraging and we hope to be encouraging for you. John 9:4. We must work the works of him that sent me. While is the day, the night cometh when no man can work. Ecclesiastes 11:6. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Luke 17:10, and I feel like this should be our response to all of this. So likewise ye, when you shall have done all these things which are commanded unto you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. We are not to be proud or to to rejoice in our personal efforts, but we are to be thankful to the Lord, and we still realize that this was our commandment and our responsibility to do. So for him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. And we feel that we hope this was encouraging to a certain degree for the brethren that are involved into all these services and the Ecclesia sponsoring financially and definitely with labor and many other activities. So thanks to the Lord, to the brethren, and to everybody that is involved. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Brother John, for that truly inspiring presentation that the Lord has placed in our hands. A tremendous potential, a potential to flood the world with truth as really never before. May it continue to be our privilege to faithfully, as God's stewards, to utilize this medium to its fullest potential. And brethren, you know, this is just 2.5 years that this has started in a broader way, as Brother John has brought his talents to be able to go on all of these apps. So all the people who are traveling with their phones, going on trains to work, they all can have access to these truths whenever they want, wherever they are. And so, brethren, I think that this is just the beginning. A beginning that is going to be able to mushroom. In fact, it is mushrooming. We see how the response is gathering greater and greater with each month. Perhaps it will be God's final message to enlighten mankind of God's glorious plans and purposes that will bless all the families of the earth. Brethren, may we prove faithful to the commission that each of us has been given as individuals and as an ecclesia, as a group of brethren. I love so much the scripture of Isaiah 61, 1 to 3. We may want to substitute our name when we read these scriptures because it's the Lord speaking to each of us. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. What a privilege it is for each of us to have received this commission. And we want to strive with all that is within us to be able to, with each passing day, fulfill it to the best of our ability, until ultimately the whole world will come to know in the kingdom the glorious plans and purposes of our Heavenly Father that has so thrilled us and we know will thrill all mankind.